I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, it's Michael Cork.
Oh, hello, Michael. How is it? How is it?
How? Oh, yes. It's gradually subsiding. Thank you, Sarah. Mm. They said it would be engorged for a while, but that'll settle soon. I really wasn't expecting quite such a huge amount.
Ooh.
Yes.
Is it a real mess?
It certainly doesn't look the right shape. I don't know what shape you'd call it, really.
Oh, God.
A bit bobbly in places, but they did warn me it might take a little while to sort itself out.
Oh, is it disgusting?
Well, no, it's not. It's not disgusting, Sarah. It's just a bit different after the accident. But it's all patched up now. All patched up. And everything they took out is in a bucket, which they said I can transfer back soon. Anyway, the reason I was...
Everything like what?
Well, you know, everything they drained out. Well, everything that was still alive.
Alive?
Yes, alive, Sarah. It's very important to save all the spawn that we can.
Oh, that is so gross.
Well, yes, it's just a burst pond, Sarah.
Right. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. When I got the message that your fork had pierced the outer skin.
Yeah.
I thought wrong. Carry on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, Sarah, now the reason I was phoning, I wanted to invite Fliss and Margot to come to a, well, and you, I suppose, if you would all like to come to a storytelling evening, which I'm going to be involved in a performing capacity. Yes. Yes, very exciting.
Yeah. I'll actually see you perform.
Yes. Well, I'm very glad you're excited about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, no, I'm not excited so much. Just kind of curious. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I speak to you nearly every day, you know, listening to your problems and trying to sort out your gripes and your moans and your petty...
Yes, well, all right.
And sometimes I spend so long listening to all your little problems, I forget you're actually an actor. Well, sort of an actor.
Well, no, I am an actor, Sarah. That's not very... I'm very much an actor, a trained actor.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Sorry, I didn't mean, like, well, so, look, I'm an animal behaviourist, like I've trained, you know, but I'm not being paid to do that at the moment because I fell off a horse, so to speak. Well, no, not so to speak, I did actually.
Sorry, what's your point, Sarah?
Yeah, sorry, I don't, yeah, nothing, really.
Right. Well, anyway, this storytelling...
I suppose what I am saying is if you're not being paid to do something,
yes.
Can you, like, you know, if you're not getting any work as a bricklayer, so you're working in a pub, are you still a bricklayer? I mean, it's a good question.
Well, anyway, I was wondering if Fliss or Margot would like to bring along an industry professional to the storytelling evening. I thought I could maybe take him for a drink afterwards. So if you could maybe pass... my good friend Simon Callow will be there and I could introduce them.
Who?
To Simon Callow.
No.
Oh, you must know. Oh, Sarah, come on, love. Amadeus.
Emma what?
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, great. Yeah. Last... someone you know.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yes,
which
it was.
One was he? Yeah.
Yes, terrific performance. He was the homosexual one.
No, that was a woman. A
very odd-looking woman.
No, Michael. Oh, no. No, that's a rather archaic view. Just because she was in a suit
Are we... Sorry, Sarah. What are we talking about here?
The Red Nose Day?
No. No, never mind. The storytelling evening is on the 14th, so I'll email you the link. So if you could tell Fliss and Margot, it would be wonderful if they could make it. It starts at 7:30 and it's at the Purple Turtle. There's going to be a piano recital and champagne and nibbles, and I shall be telling the story of Vanderbeck Teehausen's 1841 rescue mission to the missing ship in the Atlantic. To fix the pistons on the SS.
Sounds really fascinating, Michael. but look, I've checked the calendar, and no, they're both at Magic Mike that night.
Magic Mike.
Yeah, you know, but Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
What was it, a children's show?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, that is disappointing. I thought that would be plenty of notice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right. Well.
Can you do your story another night?
No. That's not really how it works, Sarah. It's a storytelling evening.
Yeah, you said.
Which is a special. Organised one-off evening. You see lots of actors, all of whom have been booked to appear to tell stories on the same evening.
Why?
Why? What do you mean? Why they tell? What do you
well,
mean,
I don't know. Like, why? Seems like a load of old.
Well, the art of storytelling is crucial to our culture, Sarah. It's how theatre and comedy. Began many centuries ago.
Oh, is your ship story funny?
Well, yes, it does have quite a few laughs. I've tried it out on Mrs. Chekelsky, my cleaner.
I bet you have.
And she really did have a giggle. Right. I've always been able to make people laugh, you see. Right. It's a bit of a skill.
Yeah. Right, well, how about I find, another telling stories night that's on...
Storytelling evening.
Yeah, maybe get you booked in when Fliss and Margot are around.
Oh, well, that might be. I suppose that might be good. What did you have in mind?
Don't know. The 15th? Yeah. Oh, look, yeah, there's one here in central London, near Piccadilly. I could call the booker.
Yes, okay. Well, I suppose that could work. And do you think Fliss and Margot might bring along a casting director or a producer or a director or someone? I'm really very good at this sort of thing, and I think it could show me off rather well. You know, it might need some work.
Distinguished guests.
I know I'm impossible, 'cause I convince myself.
Hello, I'm Chris England, and I'm here to tell you about the Fun Factory podcast, available now on Great Big Owl. Each time, I will be reading a couple of chapters of my novel, The Fun Factory, a historical comedy about the history of comedy. So it will kind of be like a free audiobook, which you can listen to at the gym, or jogging, or at your desk while pretending to do your job, or on the train without the embarrassment of people seeing you actually reading a book like some kind of swot.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello?
Sarah, what the fuck have you done?
Michael?
Fucking yes, it's fucking Michael.
All right. Calm down. So why are you phoning my mobile? It's like 9 o'clock at night.
Yes, it's 9 o'clock at night and I am backstage at what I thought was a storytelling evening that you had booked me into. But you haven't, Sarah. You have booked me into a fucking night of fucking stand-up comedy.
Oh, they said it was called Off With The Horns, and it just sounded like the other one you were doing.
Hang on, how does Off With The Horn sound anything like the Pimlico Storyteller Soiree?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It doesn't, does it? Sorry, I must have lost focus when I was booking it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Sarah. They're expecting me to go on stage any minute. What the fuck am I going to do? This is honestly horrendous. It's playing havoc with my PTSD.
Oh, I had no idea you had PTSD.
Yes, I do, yes. I it's very severe. Something like this could give me a panic attack at any rate.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
What is PTSD?
It's post-traumatic stress disorder, Sarah.
What from?
It doesn't matter what it's from.
Oh, go on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's William Andrews.
Please?
I'm here tonight as part of...
Right, well, although it's probably not the time to be discussing my medical problems with you, Sarah, considering I'm in a dressing room where I just saw a comedian urinate in a sink, you seem to be pursuing the matter, so I'll tell you.
Great.
That my PTSD was caused by a particularly savage drama teacher who humiliated me at the rata. Oh! Jesus Christ.
Michael? How did he...
He said my neutral mask was weak.
Huh? Oh, dear. Well, look, maybe you should just go home.
I can't, Sarah, I can't not go out there. My agent is in the audience with the in-house casting director at the Globe, Fiona. I can't remember her second name, and she hasn't seen me since that horrendous audition I did for Mistress Quickly in the Orwell production of Henry IV, Part 1 in 2007. So it would look unprofessional to just not appear on stage. You know, word would get around that I crumbled like a biscuit and I might not work for years. So it would be an utter humiliation.
To be fair, I mean, you don't work much now, Michael, so you might not even notice the diff.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. This is not the time for your fripperies. Oh, Jesus Christ, God.
Well, look, why don't you just do the story you were going to do? You know, it's midweek, so it's going to be like an audience of millennials anyway, and they'll probably just assume it's supposed to be alternative.
I'm not quite sure you understand, Sarah. They give you 1 minute. If the audience stop laughing, a fucking air horn goes off and you're booed from the stage by a bunch of stag and hen parties.
One minute? Blimey. Well, maybe you could just start the ship story and see how far you get.
Well, I can't do that. The story of Vanderbeck Teehausen that I've prepared is 38 minutes long, Sarah.
Maybe it would benefit from an edit. You're right. Mike, are you having a panic attack, Michael?
Yes, I think I might be starting.
Okay, well, deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in.
Oh, Jesus!
Look, didn't you say you were a good improviser?
Well, I doubt if I would have been so arrogant to have said that about myself, Sarah, but yes, people have always said that I'm excellent as an improviser, which I am.
Well, there you go.
There you go what? Please, Sarah, no, please don't suggest that I make up an entire stand-up comedy routine in the next 3 minutes. I'm a 65-year-old, classically trained actor, not a stand-up comedian.
Well, I mean, a lot of the ones I've seen don't seem up to much either, to be honest, Michael, especially the women ones.
Look,
maybe you could just sort of...
No. You need to help me, Sarah. Get me out of this. This could be the most degrading thing I have ever, ever done.
Well, yeah, I mean, what, more than the erectile dysfunction advert? You know, that was pretty... Okay, I've got this. Here's what I would do. Here's what I would do, Michael. Summon all the confidence you can muster. Take the stage by storm, live in the moment, and see where the moment takes you. You can do this. Give this audience an experience they'll never forget, by whatever means appear to be available to you in the moment. You are strong. You are talented. You will perform.
Ooh.
Wow.
I don't... What? Right. Okay, right. Yes, right. Oh, right. Well, I'll do that then. Right. I'm off. I'll do it. Right. That's what I'll do.
Michael? Michael, it's Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
I was just checking up on you, really.
Thank you.
Are you out of the hospital now?
Or? Yes, they let me home at lunchtime today.
Oh,
so.
Okay, good. You all right?
I'm perfectly fine, if a little sedated, which is fine. It's a good thing, I suppose. So they like to monitor your heart for 48 hours if you've been tasered.
Yeah.
Especially if you're my age.
Older, yeah.
That's why they kept me in.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I bet. Yes. And the police were fine? I mean, is anyone pressing charges or
No, not now.
No. Possession of a replica firearm or?
No, that's been dropped. I explained it was a theatrical prop, you know.
Yeah.
That Vanderbeck Teehausen used to carry a revolver to shoot the savages and so on. So they understood it was just a misunderstanding. Obviously, I'm not licensed, but that was just me overlooking that.
And the common assault charge?
Yes, that's that's been dropped too. They said I'd pistol whipped the compere and tied him up, but I don't remember that.
I think when the air horn went off, you went a bit fucking nuts, so to speak.
Yes. Well, yes. So they've put that all down to the PTSD. He looked a bit like an old drama teacher of mine, you see, and what with the trauma of me being up on stage and telling my story and then being booed off stage and then the air horn
and pissing yourself.
Yes, so, well it all became a bit too much and I had the blackout and
you took Lee Randall hostage.
Who?
The compere.
Oh yes, him, Lee Randall. Well, as I say, he looked a bit like an old drama teacher of mine, and when he came on with his little smirk, the old red mist must have come down. I probably thought he was going to start going on about my neutral mask, and
well,
I was in like a shot. You know?
Look, I mean, I'm glad you're home, so you know, just have a few days rest. You know, and just let it wash over. Yeah,
settle.
And then I'll send you the links to the various news stories all about it. Could do that.
Jolly good, thank you. Yes, thank you. Oh, I know what I was. Any news from Margot and the casting director of the Globe, Fiona? Can't remember her second name.
No, why?
Oh, I thought they were in the audience. I'm not expecting good news, if I'm honest. Just wondered if...
Oh, no, they weren't there.
Oh.
Sorry, I got Margot's diaries mixed up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, sorry. I thought I'd forgotten. Yeah, I didn't... Yeah, no, she... Yeah, she managed to get a last-minute nighttime London sewer tour.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, which was great.
Okay.
Because she's wanted to do that for ages,
yes.
And she had a great time. They saw a massive Fatberg. Amazing, apparently.
Okay. Good. I'm glad she had a lovely evening. So So I needn't have gone on stage after all.
No, not really. No. Yeah. But silver linings, lovely photo of you in the metro.
Make my night, sign my name, sign my name, sign my name.
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
GreatBigOwl.com Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.